Can one person really make a difference? The short answer, absolutely yes. Mahatma Gandhi said once, "Be the change that you wish to see in the world." We can feel powerless and overwhelmed in our attempt to change the world around us. For instance, while I go to the grocery store choosing a plastic-free packaging, I see rows of products packed in plastic. So why does my action matter? Number one, inspiration. By the action of not buying any plastic products, I inspire other people. And it doesn't even have to be on Instagram or other social media platforms. Just by my action, I tell the cashier that I don't want any plastic products. If I leave the plastic in the store, the grocery store will recognize that I don't want their plastic. During conversations with friends, it might come up that I started to not buy any plastic anymore. And without getting into preaching, they might be interested in the why and how. So I can explain that to them and inspire them to reduce plastic in their lives as well. Obviously, with posting on Instagram and sharing tips in my stories, I inspire a lot of people, even if it's just me in my own life trying to do better for the planet. Number two, the ripple effect. My action inspires one other person who inspires two other persons who inspires five other persons. You get it. The ripple effect definitely plays a big part. For instance, when I started to go vegetarian and later vegan, I was always telling my parents how bad the meat industry is, how awful it is to drink milk, and they wouldn't listen. But a little bit later, they kind of started their own research and told their friends. And their friends probably told their kids, and their kids told some other kids. So you can see it has a ripple effect, and there's always someone else you can inspire by your actions. Impact. The impact of our actions. My favorite example right now is if we would just all leave our plastic in the store when we go grocery shopping to Bonus or Kronan or Hagkaup here in Reykjavik or in Iceland in general. If only 1,000 people would leave their plastic in the store every week, they would be so overwhelmed by the additional waste that they would have to take action. So by the action of one individual that inspires other people, we could all together change our world. The problem with inspiration can be the famous preaching to the choir. I think support groups can be useful. I had good and bad experience with them. But the problem with support groups is it is very easy to turn in circles and starting to preach to the choir. What I mean with that is that you're talking to all these people that are already on your side and they already know all the facts, and you're just repeating yourself. Who you really need to inspire is the people that have no idea of the environmental problems in your city, in your country, in the world, and the people who have no idea of how huge the impact of plastic is in the environment or in our oceans. So it's important to also talk to the people, if the topic comes up, that are outside of your generation and outside of your circles. I, for example, can talk to my grandparents, although I know they will never change their way, but I can explain to them what I'm doing and how I'm feeling about the current state of the world. I also, for instance, talk to my sister's husband's family and explain to them what I'm doing. And I'm pretty sure they had no idea of sustainable living or zero waste. And even though they will not change their own lives completely, they at least might to start questioning their own decisions when buying groceries, changing to a green electricity provider, stuff like that. One example, my sister and I spent a few days camping at a festival in Germany. And when we picked up our festival bracelet, we also had to pay €5 to receive a black trash bag, which we had to return in the end of the festival with the trash we collected to receive back our €5. In case you didn't know, festivals are massive polluters. People leave their tents, their grills, even their clothes. They just leave everything. It's like single use to them and it's whatever. Someone else just has to clean up behind them. So this festival tried to encourage the visitors collecting their trash, bringing it back to receive the 5 euro. My sister and I, we did not have a lot of trash after this festival. So what we did, we just collected other people's trash and we went around picking up trash just all around the area. And one of the security guys came and said, "What are you guys doing?" And we said, "Well, we're collecting trash because we don't have a lot of trash. And it says you have to bring back a full bag to receive the money back." And he was so perplexed. He didn't understand what we were doing. And we said, "Well, we're just cleaning. That's good for the environment, right?" So he realized that there are actually people in the world who care about picking up trash. That was about 10 years ago. A lot of small decisions can have a huge impact. And you don't have to preach to your family or to your friends about it. Just by your actions, the people who love you might wonder, "Hey, why are you not buying this anymore? Why did you change your diet? And hey, didn't you wear this shirt yesterday?" And even though they don't want to change their life right away, by sharing information, you have a positive impact on them. And that's really what counts. So can one person really make a difference? The long answer is yes. Thank you for listening to this episode. And remember, if you have a question or would like to know more about a specific topic, send an email to podcast@wastefreejourney.com.